What can I do for you?
Did you like what you saw from Victor today?
Yeah. I mean, he actually went on the ground one time and felt good about doing that. So that's one hurdle. But, yeah, he was out there and working and enjoying himself. And so there's more to come.
The plan was, I mean, they didn't start the first period, but they were like, I guess the second. It's just
going to be that kind of rotation. They have a pitch count. They have a workload. And, you know, you just one guy's watching one thing and the coach is counting the other.
Tom, I don't know about you, but whenever Victor or Odell was on the field, I just kind of watched to see them finish the play and then what they did when they walked back. Were you that cognizant, hey, are they okay?
I watched what everybody else watched. When something good happened and I saw it break out, and I listened for the whistle to blow, and then I moved my eyes somewhere else.
When we talked to guys before practice, the offensive guys all kept saying, this is going to be an explosive offense. Did you see that today when you're watching?
Well, it's the first day. We got a ways to go.
Is Matt Burry another one who's on a pitch count as well? I mean, I didn't see him in that much.
Yeah, he is, and so is Thompson. But so far, so good.
Is that one of the positions that you consider maybe the most up for grabs, that those safety spots, obviously?
You hope that there's a bunch that are competitive. That's what you hope for. That certainly is one.
Tom, you adding a receiver, Jones?
Yes, and he'll be in here tonight, we hope, for meetings.
What do you – obviously Ben knows a lot about him. What do you like about him? What do you see there?
Well, I remember the great year he had, and then last year he caught a number of balls. He led the Oakland team. So he's a veteran receiver with outstanding hands. He's been in this system, knows the system well, should fit in well, and should compete.
You obviously – that's one of the positions where you have some proven players, guys that have already played at this level and done well. Do you sense any problem fitting a guy like that in? I mean, you're talking about a veteran who...
Well, there's a number of guys there that that have played and played a lot. So, you're always looking for competition, and he certainly will provide it.
What is it about him in particular that you guys
like? Just answered that question. I just answered that. You were asleep? You want to talk about Jake again? And then ask, and then tell me how many questions you didn't get in yesterday?
Anything brewing there?
No, I couldn't pass it up, though. Sorry.
Tom, what did you think of the play where Odell took that quick pass from Eli and pinballed his way down the field?
I liked it, and I'd like to see a lot more of it.
Tom, I might have not asked it well the first time, so I'll try again. Play to play, do you worry or watch that Odell and Victor are physically okay?
You can't do that. I mean, the players are going to play. They've got to go play the game. That's the name of the game. We want to do everything we can to make sure that all the necessary precautions are made. But when they do take the field for the required number of plays, they got to play the game. And they wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, I don't mention half the stuff that you're saying, asking me about, because I wouldn't. You watch those guys in a meeting, they're as intense and, you know, as anxious as anybody just to play the game.
I know you did it in the spring a lot with Flowers taking reps with both the first team and then the second team, at least in our eyes. Is that something you want to do and continue through camp to keep him?
What I really would like to see him do is just, you know, take off in this circumstance and become the player that we know he can be and grasp things as fast as he can and move from all the spring's work and experience that he had, quickly move past that into what we're doing and what we're going to face right now. So, it's not as much about, sure, he'll take snaps with both, but in reality, we want him to go ahead and just take off at that spot.
Tom, today was about an hour and 10 minutes. Is that just like slowly working your way into it as opposed to...
Yeah, that was 14 mods. That's exactly what I was planned on. And, there'll be a little bit more tomorrow. The whole practice, the whole nature of all this work is, to a certain extent, you're going to push them real hard, you're going to back off it, then you're going to push them real hard again, sometimes 2 days in a row or three, and then back off. So it's going to be a series of that kind of thing.
How much did you sense guys were amped up? I mean, this is the first.
Oh, it's always it's always the first practice.
Did you have to sort of hold them back at all, you know, in any way? Or?
No, but you have to remind them about all the things that you're trying to do. You want to practice hard. You want to give great effort. You want to play full speed, but you want to be smart about it. And you certainly don't want to put somebody in a bad light. And you always tell them, you know, certain things about being around the quarterback and try to keep people on their feet so you don't get piles. Piles can be a dangerous thing.
Is it too early to see how the offensive line is progressing? I mean,
yeah, it's too early. You know, they need to work. Those guys, there's only one way with them. They just got to work and work and work. Lots of times it's not pretty, but they need to keep working and working, and they need to, you know, as the practices extend themselves, get fatigued and play through it and all those things. That all has to happen.
And is that how you gel as a unit? Is that how five people
that's,
become?
That certainly is one of the ways it works. The number of circumstances that they end up in together that are real tough circumstances, that helps.
Last year you had to sort of flip it around on the line and pretty late in camp. I think it's after the third preseason game where you had to get two new guards in there for a variety of reasons. Is there a point where you feel like you need to have those five guys set during training camp, or that you'd like to have?
There will be. There will be. It's not quite there. It's a ways off.
Is the third preseason game usually that point where you kind of
want
to have it set?
Not necessarily, but the third preseason game usually has a, you know, it becomes a little more significant because you put your players through something like a game plan week, whereas in other games you don't. So, you know, it's nice to say that, but whenever it happens, you know, hopefully sooner than better.
Okay, topping up. Tom, photos released of JPP today in Florida, his hand basically like completely covered. You see the photos?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I heard there was such a picture, but I haven't seen it.